This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hello, peace be with you. I'm starting a series of podcasts. We are in June 2019 now. And what I want to do is to address some issues, contemporary issues, and these could be philosophical issues, social issues, political issues, about education, about environment, about whatever. What is important for me is just to try to get a sense of in which way we can change our perspective, address issues in a new way, because we are facing contemporary challenges today to think about important topics in a way which is helping us to deepen our understanding, to get a better knowledge of what we have to do in our societies today. So from time to time, I hope it will be once a week, I will try to address one issue. Today, I want to address the issue of learning, to learn, and in which way we have to face our contemporary world, trying to deepen our understanding of what it means to learn today. And let us start with something which is a simple definition of learning. Learning is to get knowledge, to acquire knowledge. And it has to do with us getting some knowledge to try to have a better understanding of the world around us, not only of the world around us, also of ourselves. So it's getting knowledge about our own self, about the people who are living with us, the first social environment that we have, and then the society and the environment as a whole. So to get knowledge, it's one of the dimensions which is so important in learning. And then it has also to do with educating ourselves, to form ourselves in a way where by getting this knowledge, we are changing, we are having a better understanding of the world around us. And this knowledge, it's important in the way we understand ourselves, in the way we understand the others, the way we understand the environment. So this process to get knowledge, to form, educate ourselves, has also to do with transforming ourselves. Yes, we are still the same, but our understanding of the world is changing us as much as our way of looking at the world is changing. So it's a two-way process here that we are getting. So educating ourselves, transforming ourselves is the basic dimension, the basic elements that are helping us to learn. Unfortunately, in our contemporary societies and the consumer societies, many things are lost in the process. In the traditional societies, to get knowledge also had to do with rites that we were going through in order to become an adult, to become somebody within the society. And it was not only knowledge that were useful socially in the way that we are interacting with your fellow human beings. In the consumer societies today, and the school systems are very much following this, in the footsteps of the whole philosophy that is behind, what do we have and what do we acknowledge in the way that we have to deal with the system is that there are two things, two processes that are here to reduce the very meaning of learning. The first one is quantification. At the end of the year in the school system, we need to know how much you know, the quantity of what you know, and then this is evaluated. You are going to get a mark on this. And this way of looking at knowledge, it's a problem. It's as if we need to know, to quantify the knowledge and to put a mark on this. And the second dimension that we have when it comes to knowledge is to prioritize, to have a kind of hierarchy that is set to know what are the disciplines that are more important than others. And you will see that the disciplines are very much having with your memory and your mind, your intellect. It has to do with mathematics, languages, and if you look at them, it also has to do with the way you deal with the world, in the way you are going to control, to communicate, to get a sense of, to master the world, and in the way how this is going to be useful for you in your social interaction, and then to pass your year, to be able to go from one year to another. These are the disciplines where you are going to be evaluated. While, what about aesthetics? What about arts? What about other knowledges that are not so useful in the way you are going to get control, to be able to communicate or to master your surrounding environment? That's the problem that we have today. So this way of dealing with knowledge, it's influenced by the consumer society in a way that we need to quantify, we need to prioritize, we need to know what are the disciplines that are more important than others. And if you are not in this picture, if you don't fit this picture, you are going to fail. What we need to do is to resist this reduction of the learning process, of what it means to learn in our society today. And first, if we want to reconcile ourselves with learning, it's important to say, okay, what do I need to be able to learn? First is to be open. It's to open your mind. It's to have an open mind, meaning that you are open to everything around you in order to get more knowledge. And this means even what is perceived as useless, you need to find its utility, its usefulness for you. So your intellect should be open, but not only your senses, your feelings. It's this is also something which is so important. Your ears, your eyes, your body. Your body has a knowledge. Your body has a memory. So it's important to be open to everything, as to your relationship with your world around you, and your heart. To open your heart, meaning that there is knowledge, there is a learning process in the way you love, in the way you support, in the way even you hate, in the way you are connected to the world around you. That's also something which is important, to be open with your mind, with your heart, with your senses and your feelings. This is important. What is also important is not to look at things only through the prism of its or their function in your life. So if it's useful, if I can do something with them, it means that I have to learn about them. No, there are, you know, when you look at a tree, you have to learn from the tree, you have to learn from the sky, you have to learn from the sun, you have to learn from people, from passerbys that are not directly useful for you. And even with your mother and your father, not to look at them only as my mother or my father, as human beings first. They are before being or having a function for you. That's also something which is to take a step back and to look at things as the way they are before the way they are going to have a utility or being useful in our life. And it means, as the French philosopher Bergson was saying, in the relationship that we have with things, it's just, don't look at things in the way you are going to use them, but try to sympathize with them, to have a kind of, to enter into a relationship of sympathy. Sympathy more than only I'm going to control, I'm going to master. And it has to do with a relationship with the world, which is, okay, I'm open not only my mind, but I'm open my being in order to connect with the beings around me and to sympathize with them in a way which is deeper, which is more profound, as to my relationship, which is not only connected with my rationality, but with my whole being. And this also has to do with the concentric cycles, that the circles that you have around you. I start with myself. It's to be attentive and to be full of attention, awareness as to the way you are with your own self, with the way you are with your environment, with the people you love, with your neighbor, with nature. This also has to do with a dimension which is so important in the way we are starting and we are equipped in a way to learn. To be equipped to learn also means that you have a specific state of mind. You change your glasses and the way you look at the world. And one dimension here which is so important is to reconcile ourselves with curiosity. Curiosity means to look at the world and say, okay, I can get knowledge from almost everything. If I'm a teacher, even my students is going to teach me. If I'm a father or a mother, even my kids are going to teach me. If I look at the world around me, the trees, the nature, as it is going to teach me something. So to have this sense of curiosity, to be, as I said, open, but to look for something. There are secrets around you that we have to look for, that we have to get to understand, that we need to be, and this is also a dimension which is important, full of attention. Be aware, look at the world. Don't neglect the details, because in the ordinary details, there are extraordinary secrets. So it's also this dimension, and this is not going to be evaluated in the school system. You're not going to be marked on this. You are going just, this is between you and you. This is between you and your own journey in life that is going to help you. And the more you know, the more you have a sense that you don't know. And this is what the philosopher Socrates was saying. I know that I know nothing. And that's it. You enter and you just try to get, you enter in the world of knowledge, and just you realize that what you know is nothing compared to what you don't know. And this sense of humility is part of something which is resisting arrogance, resisting this kind of intellectual arrogance, to enter into learning as a process of education towards humility. And of course, when you get some knowledge, it's important for yourself to organize the knowledge that you have. And the worst thing with the knowledge is chaotic knowledge. Is not only that knowledge is not going to be useful for yourself, but it's counterproductive because you have no personal organization. So the way you have this knowledge as to yourself, it's a cumulative process that you have to organize for yourself. And you decide. It's not going to be an order, say, because this is the priority for you. Memory is more important than feeling. Intellectual knowledge is more important than spiritual knowledge. We can mark intellectual knowledge. We cannot mark knowledge that is coming from your feelings, from your aesthetics, from your spirituality. You decide for yourself how you want to organize this. So it's a personal process here, and it has to do with your own autonomy. It's the way you look at yourself, and you liberate yourself from systems that are imposing onto you the priority and the hierarchy that is the only way to be someone respected in our society. And that's the wrong way of dealing with it. That's a consumer way of dealing with knowledge, and that's wrong. That's that's completely counterproductive. And it means also that the value of things is going to be changing in the way you look at them. So value is what you think has a value for your own education, for your own journey. And you have to give value to almost everything. As I said, the details, things that are apparently useless, give usefulness to use less things or apparent useless things. So this is the transformation of your own way of looking at the world. It starts with you, and it starts with the way you look at the world around you and even the people around you, because at the end of the day, that's something which is important. We end up giving value to people because they are useful within the society. We bow before the kings and the presidents, and we neglect the poor, because the poor or the migrants are the non-documented people. They are nothing. They have no utility for us. And even within the society, they are not going to vote. So forget about them. That's the opposite of the true learning process I'm talking about right now. And to end this first discussion here, it means that the learning process has to do with the way you talk to yourself, and you start talking to yourself. You start to get a sense of who you are and what who you want to be and which role do you want to play within the society. Resisting the consumer approach to try to get a sense of what are the true values and what do I want to learn and why should I diminish the knowledge that has to do with beauty, which has to do with art, which has to do with love. Yes, you are not going to mark me on the way I love, on the way I look, on the way I interact with people. But this is it. I want to learn more and more in these fields, because these fields are going to help me to be a better human being and to learn more, to deepen my knowledge, to deepen my understanding, and to deepen my humanity in the way I look to the world and the way also I look to nature, because the best teacher around me, it's also the natural order. It's teaching me so much, so I have to reconnect with this and to get a sense of who I want to be. That's it for now. Remember to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. We are not so much in this life, and we need to know that love is at the center of the learning process. Peace be with you, and talk to you next time.